Sing number 5 in the white book, number 5.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, we praise you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. love my Jesus, for he's my Savior, and he has brought me unto the fountain, the crystal fountain of living waters, the crystal fountain that never shall run dry. Oh, hallelujah, I praise my Savior, for he is willing and he is able to break the fetters of chains that bind me and give me victory in every time of need. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Oh, I praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are times that Dad will start a song or chorus that I've never heard. Something that he pulls out of his past. He's got a long past, a lot to draw on. But one of them is that song, and I only heard that song maybe 2 years ago. He started singing it on a Sunday morning, and I said, I never heard that one before. But I see some of you know it. But it's a song I think we could learn. Chorus we could learn, and you have to stand though to sing it. And maybe you want to help us, brother. Come help us, lead us.
I love my Jesus.
Okay. Well, Eddie's leaving us this morning, so I have to let him do whatever God wants him to do while he's here.
Utilize this guy. Okay. I love my Jesus, for he's my Savior, and he has brought me unto the fountain, the blessed fountain of living water, the crystal fountain that never shall run dry. Oh, hallelujah, I praise my Savior, for he is willing and he is able to break the fetters of chains that bind me and give me victory in every time of need. Jesus, for he's my Savior, and he has brought me unto the fountain, the blessed fountain of living water, the crystal fountain that never shall run dry. Oh, hallelujah, I praise my Savior, for he is willing and he is able to break the fetters of chains that bind me and give me victory in every time of need. Hallelujah.
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 I pray.
Oh, I pray.
Glory.
Jesus. Let's take our white books and we'll sing number 63. He showed his great love to us on the cross. For me he died, for me he lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 63.
My hope is in the Lord, who gave himself for me and paid the price of all my sin at Calvary. For me he died, for me
received an email, and in the email there was this message: not guilty. Not guilty. Isn't that wonderful? That for me he died, for me he lives. He died that I could be free from guilt. My sins are underneath the blood. Now, that was a little parking ticket that I had gotten, and I didn't think it was right. Now, if you live in the city, you maybe understand that.
It wasn't little.
It wasn't little either. It was $350. So, rejoice with me. My dollars which were lost are found. But thank God, I can rejoice far greater in the fact that Jesus died for me, and he writes over my name, not guilty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Satan can't come and say, you're guilty. And Satan can't pull me down and say, you'll never be any different. because for me he died and for me he lives. Hallelujah. And that ought to fill our hearts with great rejoicing. If you can't shout about that, if you can't be happy about that, well, what can you be happy about? A little parking ticket? Oh, not so little parking ticket. But let's rejoice in our Savior. What a wonderful Savior we have. We've been singing about Jesus, and I trust that you've been drawn closer to Jesus this morning. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. Hallelujah. This morning I would like us to pray for the village again and the cottage. Last night the village had a meeting together, and I understand that there were those that responded to the invitation for salvation and came forward, and the counselor was able to pray with them. How wonderful that is when children open their hearts to Jesus and he comes in and changes them. And let's continue to believe. The older boys, it seems that they all profess that they have had a salvation experience. But let's believe that God will cause them to desire more of God, that God would fill them with his Holy Spirit, and that God would give the counselors the wisdom and just the light to know exactly what to say and how to present Jesus to them. There's more for all of us. We've never arrived until we get there. But let's pray now for the village and for the cottagers. Someone lead us in prayer, please. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
We pray you'll work on, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He's who has begun a good work, who also will do it. Lord, complete this work in each life.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, each day we're built upon. You know what to do, oh, God. And we just pray, work on, be manifested, oh, Lord, to each heart. And draw each heart, oh, God, to yourself. Mold and break down every barrier, oh, God. And save to the uttermost.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes.
Let's pray for the counselors as well.
Thank you.
Someone lead us in prayer for the counselors.
Father, thank you for this counselor who has given him yourself to serve you in this way. Lord, we ask that you fill them gratefully with your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that you love these children too much. From the youngest child in the cottage to the oldest boy in the land, we're looking to you to work with these your counselors. Fill them greatly, Lord. Lead them clearly and specifically, Lord. Just what you want them to say. Give them just what you want them to do. Lord, as you serve the children through these counselors,
yes.
Touch each heart, O God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that those who are born again, these children would again go on with you.
Yes, Lord.
You would fill them with your spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In each camper and in each counselor.
Yes.
Lord, do for each one what you have desired to do, even the counselors, Lord. Why you brought them here to serve you.
Oh, work in them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.